Nine, Charles from Staten Island with the weekly shortwave and scanner listeners net. Heard on the N2ROW linked repeater system every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in the different aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. We cover all the frequencies that you can tune into from DC all the way up to light and everything else in between except for the amateur radio frequencies. Because we can talk about amateur other times during the week. So we're going to talk about who's on these various frequencies, the short waves, long waves, medium waves, VHF, UHF, microwave bands that are outside of your normal tuning range on your amateur radio equipment. What equipment is best to use them in, who is on these frequencies, and where you can get more information. Anything to help make the hobby a little bit more enjoyable for you. We have some basic ground rules for this net. One, all the information regarding the dozen or so linked repeaters on this system can be found at www.n2row.net. Please pick the repeater that is closest to the mark and that you can use the least amount of power to reliably get into the system without tripping a remote receiver. Because it is a linked repeater system, when you key up, please pause for a second or two before you begin to speak. Otherwise, the beginning parts of your transmission will get cut off. It's just a function of linked repeater system. When checking in on the air, please give your call sign, name, and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. My traffic, comments, or questions that you'd like to share with everyone else. If you don't have any traffic, just say the words traffic, and we'll move on to the next person on the list. If you're not able to get into the repeaters for whatever reason, technical difficulties, you're too far away, or you don't have your amateur radio license yet, you can still participate by sending an email. And the email address for this net is nycxa@yahoo.com. So at this point, we'll stand by for check-in. Please space it out. This way we get in. This is N2NLP.
K2JLW, Gordon in Manhattan. No traffic.
WHSQQ, Bob in Elmwood Park. No traffic at the moment. I'll be watching the email.
Okay, Janet Grant.
KA2UAJ, Lodi, New Jersey. No traffic.
Everybody gets to share in the information. All right.
see. Bob, what do we have in the email tonight? OB2SQQ, that's 1OB.
Just give me a few trolley. I just had him when I pick up the mic. I'm just booting up the PC. So pick up one or two people or whatever, and then I'll check and get right back to you.
Okay, Bob. Well, it's a short list tonight. All right. Hopefully everybody's got an email and start mapping out the strategies for trying to pick up Radio St. Helena on this Saturday, the 14th of November. Yeah, that means that Friday is Friday the 13th. But on Saturday afternoon, the 14th of November, the island of St. Helena, using their upper sideband utility transmitter, which is more for local phone service, go back to England, on 11092.5 upper sideband, is going to be used for broadcasting their annual transmission to the world. The schedule was sent out to everybody as email. If you haven't gotten it, I'll send it back out to you. Maybe there's something up to your email address, or maybe this is got a hold of it. But it certainly is something to try for. They don't have a lot of power, but people here on the East Coast have been successful in picking up over the years. Certainly would like to see how many people are able to do that this year. Over the years, we've been updating the list regarding the different subcarriers that can be found on the FM radio band. The SVA subcarriers first, and now the different IBOC, also known as high-definition radio sub-channels that there are in the Tri-State area. And I'm just curious who else has been able to make use of that information and or maybe found some things that we don't have on the list. And we'd like to hear what other people are able to pick up that are out of the ordinary. Bob, any luck bringing up the email yet?
We got one thing in here. There was some things about St. Helena, but Bill, KC2FY, had mentioned that he bought the Philips SDV2710 indoor digital TV antenna. Since the installation, it performs very well, better than a Dollar Star Rabbit Ears. And I just wanted to have one comment about that. A lot of these indoor antennas, they do work, but because they're on UHF frequencies, a word of warning, if you happen to have, say, a DVD recorder or something like that, which is recording, if you're using these indoor antennas, you'll never really see a noisy signal. It'll either be there or it won't, because it's digital. And I had a few cases where somebody was recording something, and all of a sudden the recording just drops out and it's gone because of marginal signal. So because you're getting a signal, it's fine, but when you're walking around, if you're indoors, you kind of get the equivalent of multipath distortion, and the signal may be there, and all of a sudden in the blink of an eye, it's gone. You have to drop a signal. So I'm just looking over here. I was looking at some photos on Flickr, and whatever motivated me to search for the word antenna came up with hundreds of photos. And there's one photo here of a guy up in Canada, and he says that with his standard UHF Yagi, he got six channels. Now he's got 30 channels, and I said, I'd like to know what he's using. And I found the plans for this antenna, which is basically a frame of PVC pipe, some chicken wire, and what looks like number 10 wire bent zigzag. So, Charlie, I'm going to send it to you. You might want to look at it. It's an interesting antenna if somebody wants to kind of DX the digital TV part of the spectrum. I think you could probably get a very good picture with a weaker signal. And with an outdoor antenna, if it's consistent, might actually be able to do quite well with this antenna. It looks not too large, and it's very lightweight because for the most part it's PVC. I'll send that to you, and if you want to forward it to the group or whatever, might be of interest. I know that Ken down in Cranford built an antenna for DTV, and Ken, I'm not sure if he checked in tonight, but this looks right up his alley, because you can put it together fairly easy. Only one other comment that I did want to make as far as receiving new things kind of out of the ordinary. That is, over the last week, the bands have really been getting very quiet with the change of season. So I've been tuning the AM broadcast bands. It is just downright sickening how much of this IDAC garbage is on there. I mean, you know, for example, WORM 710 is on there, so 700 and 720 are completely obliterated. And there's probably at least a half a dozen stations in New York that are running it, which means the two adjacent channels on either side of it are just pure white noise, 20 over S9. So, I don't know. I'm not a fan of IBAC. WA2SQQ.
Well, not only that, Bob, but also 690 and 730, some of that IBAC jumps into their sideband, so you have to listen to those stations in the opposite sideband. You know, 690 lower sideband and 730 upper sideband just to get away from the noise.
Exactly. You know, but the point is the local stations really do a number on it, so I don't know. But as far as the shortwave bands go, I think below 7 meg, we're going to have a really, really good winter. Last night I was copying the station down in the Caribbean on 555. Worked a few VE4s up or down on 160 meters, on 75 meters, and it's been very quiet. The atmospheric noise has been very low. So as it gets colder, it's only going to get better. The upper frequencies, because of the sunspot cycle, are terrible. Propagation at night is almost non-existent. But it's been my experience that as the upper frequencies get worse, the lower ones get better. So perhaps this will be the winter to shift our listening to 7 meg and below. WHSQQ.
Yeah, well, it's a general rule of thumb anyway, sir, that you're trying to go lower in frequency. Unfortunately, what keeps a lot of people out of the lower frequencies is atmospheric noises, and we don't seem to have that this year. Of course, it seems, like you said, it seems very quiet on the lower frequencies, which is a good thing. One of the tricks, you mentioned, find kilohertz in the AM broadcast band. You know, it's not your typical 10 kilohertz step like we have here in the United States. As you mentioned a couple weeks ago, in Europe they use 9 kilohertz as the step rate between their stations. One of the tricks that we do is if you're able to, you put your radio, let's say, into upper sideband, and you start tuning up the band, start at 520 and work your way up. As you hear a high-pitched heterodyne and then it drops, that's what we call a zero beating. You're dead on the carrier, and that'll help you to identify, one, exactly what frequency they're on. You know, it might be listed X frequency, but they might be 1 kilohertz off or something. That's certainly an easy way of determining exactly where they are. And also for the stations that are coming from overseas or, like I said, down the Caribbean or South America, which are not exactly on the same channel that we were expecting to be on, it'd be easier to pick them out.
No doubt about it, Charlie. That's it on the email, though, for this evening. It looks like it might be a short list. That's all I have for us this week. WHSQ. The other thing is, you might want to Google the term Black Friday. It is quickly approaching, and a lot of the Black Friday ads are being posted on several sites. I haven't looked, but I don't know what Radio Shack is going to be offering. Price on the notebook PCs is really falling quickly, so might be time to start planning your ODARK 100 shopping on the day after Thanksgiving right now.
Yes, 2 weeks to go till Thanksgiving, and then Black Friday, which also brings up our annual request, Bob, which is take a peek at our list for the stores and shopping malls, and if you know of any updates, additions to the list, or please send them in so that we can turn around and get that out to everybody. Giving. This way everybody can have a copy of that list when they go off to these various buying emporiums with their significant others. At least they can have a scanner on with the headphones on. Okay, now is coming up to 20 after 9. Stand by for any late check-ins or additional comments, and we'll go from there. This is N21, I'll be with the shortwave and scanner listeners then. Okay, I'm not hearing anybody else. There have been some changes at the radioreference.com website. They've been updating their wiki pages, try and make them a little bit more user-friendly and able to be updated by the general members, especially when it comes to things more than just the pregnancy list. Sometimes you want to be able to associate things like pen codes and unit numbers and descriptions of control areas and other sort of bits of information which don't exactly fit into a pregnancy list very well. Started in setting up wiki pages for the different counties, cities, and even agencies. They have a whole section just on federal government agencies as well, so the federal pages, and then drill down from there to find things like Federal Air Patrol and the FBI and Border Patrol and Coast Guard and all sorts of things like that. So if you haven't checked it out in a while, go take a peek and see if you can either get some information you haven't had before, or share some information that maybe is missing. And if you want to send it in anonymously, or you're not a member of the Radio Reference Group, send us the email. Let us know you want to be anonymous, and I'll post it for you. Okay, Bob, that's all I have. We have a very short list tonight. People are just chilling out. Starting to watch the early holiday movies on the Family Channel.
Going to be a Charlie for my end. I wish I had more, but I've been kind of busy and not too much to go into the info trolling mode on the internet. I'm putting up a new wire antenna over the weekend, which I think will be good for the lower band. So if it works, I'll share that next week. WHOSQQ.
Okay, yeah, that'd be good. And as soon as I get the email from you regarding that antenna, yep, and we'll go from there. The only thing is, I don't know if you've heard of any updates, Bob, but Niagara 3 still seems to be pretty solid.
Yes and no. It is, but about 3 weeks ago, I don't know if you saw, and all the media agencies picked it up, everything was in the clear for a good day and a half because they had to do some updates. And the word on the street has it because they realized that the original implementation was not so secure. So, you know, slight setback, but I believe that in the not-too-distant future, It'll come back. I mean, last time it took, what, 5 months? So, we'll give him an extra two.
Yeah, please, New Year's gift.
Okay.
With that, I'll say 7-3, and we'll catch everybody next week. If anybody who's listening has not gotten an email from us in a while, check your email box, send us a message, let us know. It's possible that the mail server has cut you off, and it does that whenever it receives 3 bounces. So if that's the case, just drop us an email, let us know you're still alive, that your email account is still good, and either Bob or I will check the list to make sure that it has not been checked off permanently, and we'll make sure it gets turned back on for you. 7-3, catch you all next week.